This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, folks, we're not trying to act like we're tough guys here talking about danger. The main reporter that broke Podesta and the Russia connection, the bank account he had down there in Panama, her car blew up yesterday. She's an investigative reporter with major news agencies. So I was just talking to, let's just repeat what you were saying off air, Roger. I mean, Podesta attacks you and I by name every time he can. He shakes with anger when he says our names. And he is one slimy operator that thought he could sell out our secrets to Russia and get away with it. And he tried to hang around our necks and our president's neck, what he did. I mean, let's talk about it. If anything happens to us, we didn't commit suicide. And Hillary and Podesta and all of them are suspects number one. And we know the courts aren't going to do justice. But I'll tell you this for myself and my family. Something happens to me. Everybody knows what to do. And I'm done talking. And I'm not worried about it. But if something happens, justice will be served one way or another. There's a two-way street in this universe. You want to say anything about that, Roger?
Alex, you're not blowing smoke. I can tell you that since my testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, the number of death threats against me and my family has almost tripled. But yesterday, in the wake of our uncovering the fraudulent smear of the president for sexual assault, they hit an all-time high. 15 different death threats in the last 24 hours. Now, Alex, my wife celebrated her birthday on Saturday. We had a surprise party for her, mostly family and friends. I posted it on Twitter, and the torrent of invective, the torrent of, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill your family. They even threatened to kill my dogs. That's how outrageous this has gotten. I got to be honest with you. I can't travel without security anymore because of people who want to just come up to you in the street. I saw people pouring hot coffee on you when you went out west. This is now times 10, the death threats against us simply because we are truth tellers, simply because InfoWars has been the first one to expose the Russia-Hillary connection. So I'm sick of it. But if anything happens to me, if they tell you that I was killed in a hunting accident, I don't hunt. If they tell you that I was killed outside crossing the street, believe me, I look both ways. I have never felt this kind of danger, but let me say this. They are not going to shut us up. We are not going to be intimidated or silenced. We are going to continue to speak the truth.
And that's why they hate us so much, is because they know we're for real. We're not backing down. We're destroying them. We're winning.
Well, it's one thing to threaten to kill me, but when you threaten to kill my wife, you threaten to kill my children, you threaten to kill my grandchildren, kill my dog, you're taking on more than you can handle, pal. I'm sick of these cowards who use fake names on Twitter and Facebook.
I was about to say, historically, it's the right-wingers people better worry about, taking action. I mean, we don't start fights, we finish them. I hope all these people understand, they start their real civil war, I mean, they're going to be in some big trouble.
Well, our people believe in the Second Amendment, and they're trained in the use of firearms, and they're not going to have them withdrawn. If the government seeks to take our guns, I think they're going to regret it. This has reached a fever pitch of hatred, and the Clintons have been feeding this. Podesta's been attacking both you and I on his Twitter feed for months. Go by, he doesn't tweet at all, and then out of the blue, he attacks Roger Stone and Alex Jones.
Why is that? Because they've got so many enemies. Why do they hate us so much?
Because we're getting to them, Alex, because the truth hurts, and they know that we are telling the truth. And it doesn't reflect well on them. Now with these revelations today, and by the way, big credit to John Solomon of The Hill and Sarah of Circa, and Sean Hannity.
Exactly. Well, I was giving credit. I'm just saying we've been demonized for first breaking all this. And so that's why I'm just interjecting here. This validates the proof is all right. Do five more minutes with us to finish up on how groundbreaking this Hill article is on the other side. And then we've got Jack Posobiec hosting this hour. And Roger and I will be leaving here in about 10 minutes. But let's get Posobiec racked up as well.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone? And I always feel like I'm...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Info War. I want to give our amazing crew credit. I want to give all the supporters and the affiliates and our listeners credit, God credit, my family credit, the great guests and members of the crew, like Roger Stone, for where we are. But listen, we're people. The globalists are people, too. They're just ruthless, and they're scum. And they know we're on their heels, and they know we can't give up. We can't give in. We can't back down. And, yeah, with all their threats and all the stuff they've been doing and then killing this reporter that exposed Podesta, her car blowing up. I mean, look at Seth Rich. Look at all of it. I mean, next they'll say her car blew up on its own, but the police aren't saying that down there. The globalists are getting their clock clean. Globalism is in major decline. Nationalism is rising. Every big pusher of world government is either dying or has brain tumors. 2017 has seen Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, McCain. I don't think he'll make it out of the year. He looks like he's circling the gates of hell. And I don't wish for any harm upon them, but they're the bully thugs that funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda to kill all the Christians in Syria. They're the people coming for us and coming for our rights and engaging all the psychological warfare operations. And, man, it's like claustrophobia. I'm not scared. I want them off of me. I want to get them out of the way. I mean, I'm fleeing forward. And their whole house of cards is coming down right now. Roger Stone's got some closing comments on how powerful this Big Hill report is, validating everything the New York Times said in 2015, everything we said in 2016 in our sources, and why they put the Russian narrative around all of our necks. Myself, Roger Stone, more than anybody, Paul Manafort, you name it, because the truth was they were the ones behind it. So Jack Posobiec, breaking all this down, what do you make of how big these revelations are?
Alex, I want to explain some of this for people that are looking at it from the outside to understand how unprecedented of an operation this is. We're talking about the FBI, and it's outlined in this report here, sending and recruiting sources and informants actually overseas, working beyond the U.S. borders. Now, this is something that would definitely put them in a jurisdictional area where CIA is going to have a lot of coverage over these activities and what's going on in terms of this. The FBI isn't just going to be running sources throughout all of Russia, tying up with these guys without CIA backing or at least some cover so they understand what's going on and they don't run parallel investigations. So this is something, the fact that this was known by Eric Holder, the fact that it got to be so big that charges were leveled against these Russian leaders, this is much further beyond the FBI. Yes, that's what they're confirming now, but the FBI does not have the ability to operate with impunity overseas. This all has to fall under the purview of the ambassador, of the station chief that's over there at the Moscow. And I expect that there are many more people at the highest levels of government. Clapper, obviously, as DNI, would have known about this.
And we should add, until they basically blew your cover. You were doing this as a private citizen, being politically involved with Trump, that you've been in naval intelligence and worked at classified facilities around the world. And so you can actually speak to this. But this is quite an investigation. And I want to be clear. I'm not poo-pooing that they didn't break some big new stuff. I'm only pointing out it validates everything that myself, Roger, and you've been accused of being a Russian agent. Anybody that's patriotic to America that actually doesn't sell out to the Chi-Coms or Russia or the Middle East, the Saudi Arabians, we're called the foreign agents with no evidence, because that's what spies do. When you catch them, they point at you and say, no, no, you're the spy.
And once again, Alex, it's not the investigation, it's the cover-up. As Jack just pointed out, Eric Holder was full aware of the fruits of this investigation, and he serves on the Overseas Private Investment Board that approved the uranium sale, but this information was withheld from that board. So, again, they're caught in their own cover-up. And who's involved? Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, the very guys leading the charge now, accusing our president of colluding with the Russians, for which they have produced no evidence whatsoever. So the splashback on this in the next 48 hours will be extraordinary. And as you point out, it validates everything we have reported here at InfoWars from the beginning, going back to early last year.
And again, if people joined us just now, this is like an 8-page report from The Hill. FBI uncovered Russian bribery plot before Obama administration approved controversial nuclear deal with Moscow. It was known Hillary was still allowed to do it. Other deals, weapons technology, they had documents, they have witnesses, they have the whole thing. Hillary thought she was going to win the presidency. They didn't care. Obama killed the Russia investigation.
Never mind.
He killed the Russia investigation because he knew that he thought Hillary was going to be getting in. Then they had to spin it around and put it on Trump. Closing comment on this information, Roger.
Hey, I gotta go.
All right, we've lost audio to Roger real quick. We're going to get his audio fixed. Let me go back to Jack Posobiec. Jack, this is just sensational. How are they going to cover this up?
Alex, what they're going to try to do here is to say that, oh, this has been answered and litigated, that this has already been done before. Hillary Clinton tries to do this at the same time when they bring up sort of Bill Clinton's discretions in the past. She says, oh, it's been litigated. She'll try to say that the FBI investigated and there was nothing done. Well, now we found that all of this stuff was going on as far back as the original Mueller years. It was continued under Comey, who was, of course, handpicked by Mueller to replace
him. And that's why Mueller's desperate, because he's a kingpin involved in it. Remember him with the briefcase delivering the samples?
Yes, he was the one. He's always been the bag man.
He actually delivers the Russians the goods, and it's all confirmed.
And we now know. And it was, so we really
imagine
should
if you had you or
now.
I or Roger on the tarmac. Here's the uranium, and they're saying we're the Russian agents.
They're gonna say, who gave Alex Jones the uranium? and then I guess the worry would be that you would keep it for yourselves and use the power of the InfoWars studio down there. But no, it's completely unbelievable, because Mueller, of course, and this goes back, Alex, to the stuff that you've been talking about for the last 15 years, all of the stuff that came out in the Patriot Act and warrantless wiretapping, all of the stuff where they're now moving in with Russia. And you notice that on the Russian side, they were very careful to exclude Vladimir Putin or any of the other major oligarchs in Russia. They targeted on this one specific guy, and they said, look, someone needs to go down, it's going to be this guy. And oh, by the way, he just happened to be a rival of Putin's within Russian government and Russian political circles. So it almost begs the question, were the Clintons and the Obama administration actually colluding to do the bidding of Vladimir Putin? So now we're learning that the stuff that they're turning on us, this is how they knew about all this, because they were the ones doing it all along with the Russians.
That's right. Jack
they
Posobiec,
were the ones with the Russian intel contacts.
Patriot talk show host, naval intelligence. You're going to break all this down coming up as you take over. Two more minutes left, Roger. Your audio's back. This is so sensational. I even forgot about the former FBI director delivering uranium to Russia as part of this deal on a tarmac. Again, I mean, you can't make this up.
No, and the irony of having Robert Mueller now sitting in judgment on the president, let's be very clear. He is going to, excuse the expression, bring some trumped up charges against our president. This is coming just as sure as the sun comes up in the morning. And anyone who doesn't see this is being naive.
And why did the president say today that he's not going to fire Mueller?
Deeply disappointed. I think his advisors convinced him that the firestorm would be too great and that he should simply tough it out. I think the fact that Mueller auditioned, interviewed with the president for Comey's job the day after Comey was fired, that's a conflict of interest. Once he was passed over for that job, it created a motive.
But
for
how about him? We forget he admittedly delivered the uranium and the illegal deal. He's literally a James Bond villain. I mean, this guy's a joke.
And if we had a real attorney general who was committed to enforcing the law, right now the guys facing prosecution would be Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein, and McCabe. Instead, who's in their crosshairs but Donald J. Trump? Outrageous. Just outrageous.
Unbelievable. All right, Jack Posobiec taking over. My head is spinning. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for all the guests. And please pray for justice, because we're fighting to take our country back, but it is neck and neck with these evil forces. And I'd even forgotten that Mueller was the bag man for the uranium deal. And, of course, he ordered the investigation shut down. He's the one delivering the goods. I mean, these people are hardcore criminals. We'll be right back with Jack Posobiec, but we'll get into Vegas as well.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlasurvivalshelters.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Posobiec filling in here, fourth hour. Lot of stuff that we want to break down today. There's so much news. There's absolutely so much news that's going on in the country. I spoke last night in Northern Virginia to a group of Citizens for Trump patriots. They were trying to just wrap their heads around this. There are people that have been involved for so many years, and they said they've never seen anything like this going on in our country. And that is why, folks, I really want to tell you about something important, and that is at the InfoWarsStore.com right now. If you guys go there, if you head out to it, there are so many specials. The Super Male Vitality has now just come back on special. This is how you support the broadcast. This is how you can support the InfoWar, keeping all of this going, keeping it all out there so we can explain what is going on to everybody. So it's the combo pack, Super Male Vitality with the BioTrue Selenium. Of course, Super Male, it's got that powerful concentration, the herbs, the extracts. And it's blown away because this stuff, it's 5-star reviews. When I traveled down to Austin, I saw every single desk there at the InfoWar studio had a bottle of Super Male on it. Well, the guys, at least all the ladies were having the Super Female, and it's absolutely incredible the fact that it's now on sale 30% off. One of the other sales that is still being run right now is, of course, the Brain Force, 50% off. Can't believe they actually took that much off the price, but that's what they're doing right now. There's also 50% off Caveman with Brain Force. I'm telling you guys, when you try this stuff, and I tried it for the first time not very long ago, it gives you clarity. It doesn't make you feel jittery. It doesn't make you feel so wired up like, you know, an energy drink would, like a Monster or a Red Bull. This stuff, it gives you this kind of clarity. You feel a little warm. I actually felt a little warm. that's just my own personal experience, but in a good way, right? In a good way, like almost like having a cup of coffee and you felt warm. You feel good. You are ready to go forward, and it doesn't give you that crash that a sugary drink was. It doesn't make you feel all wired out. That's why I like the Brain Force, and that's why I can't believe that they actually have it at 50% off. I believe it's just going to be this week, so if you want that 50% off, you've got to get in and get it this week, all the way down $19.96 right now, and it's amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting the broadcast, supporting everything we have to go on forward here. So one of the things that I was just checking out in the break, I actually went and pulled up the old report from WikiLeaks to read what they reported, a 2009 cable that came out. And they put it up on their Twitter account, so I retweeted it to my Twitter. So you guys, if you guys go to Twitter at Jack Posobiec, you'll see it there. And it says, action request. Embassy Moscow is requested to alert at the highest appropriate levels the Russian Federation that FBI Director Mueller plans to deliver the highly enriched uranium sample once he arrives to Moscow on September 21st. Now, remember, this is back in 2009. The embassy is requested to convey the information with regards to the chain of custody and request details on the Russian Federation's plan for picking up the material. The embassy is also requested to reconfirm the understanding from FSB verbally that there'll be no issue with the Russian Ministry of Aviation. So, folks, you look at all of the different players that are involved here, right? You look at all of the different players, and this is WikiLeaks. This has come out Oh, excuse me. This actually was 2008. So they released it 2009. We're probably looking at September 21st, 2008, which is very interesting. And we'll have to go back and verify which year it was, because if it was 2008, that's actually the final year of the Bush administration prior to Barack Obama taking office not very long later in 2009. But that's definitely a big interest. But what we've seen, folks, is that Mueller, Comey, and all of these people have been running their own deep state, their own shadow government, aside from whoever is president. They're continuing on to do whatever it is that their plans have been. They're working at the highest levels of our government and the highest levels of the government of Russia. So when we look at these situations, so we're seeing the cable, yes, was 2009 August. So that's what we have to do. We have to figure out when exactly the trip was, whether it was 2008 or 2009. But when it comes down to it, folks, with all of these people are authorized to know about a trip like this, to know that there's going to be a drop-off, of course, of uranium, highly enriched uranium, one of the most controlled and watched substances in the entire world. This is not going to be something that's only contained at the FBI level, all right? When you involve the ambassador, you're automatically involving U.S. intelligence. We see in the cable, in the leaked cable, that it also involved Russian intelligence, the FSB. The FSB is one of the successor agencies to the KGB. So the KGB was under USSR. FSB is basically a Federal Security Bureau is kind of how it translates, is basically their version of the CIA. They also have other organizations like GRU and ones that go out there, but FSB is basically the lead. What we know then is that there's much wider understanding of these connections, much deeper connections between their government intelligence services and our government's intelligence services. So it also begs the question then, if these connections, if these relationships were had as far back as 2009, if these investigations, even as has been reported in The Hill, were going on as far back as 2009, then what exactly are they investigating now when it comes to this question of did Russian intelligence collude with the Trump campaign? So if you go with me on this, they're telling us that they had Russian intelligence and all of these Russian active investigations going for almost a decade at this point. But now they're going to tell us that they're opening new investigations on Russian intelligence. Well, it turns out that you guys were already working with Russian intelligence as far back as 2009. So you see how it's totally flipped around. If they were working with Russian intelligence as far back as 2009, what exactly are they investigating today? What is it that Mueller is up to when it comes to Trump? Couldn't he just call his buddies at FSB that he met with when he flew over there and handed them over the uranium? Couldn't he just call them up and find out what was going on? Couldn't he just go back and see? Wouldn't he have been alerted or tipped off by anybody that the Russians were trying to collude in one sense? And folks, that is how you know that this stuff is false. That is how we know, because we use the simple process of elimination. We connect the dots that nobody wants us to connect. And to ask these questions is to know the answer. Because if they knew what the Russians were doing as far back as 2009, 2010, if they were colluding with the Russians, covering up the Clinton investigations, covering up their involvement in all of these deals with millions of dollars flowing, then clearly they would have known if Russia was involved with Donald Trump, which we know now that he wasn't, because they haven't been able to produce any evidence. Instead, what we've seen is evidence of this racketeering scheme, millions of dollars, witness statements, actual documents, hard evidence. Where are the congressional hearings? Where are the indictments? Why isn't the House Select Committee on Intelligence calling Robert Mueller immediately, and they should call him immediately to testify to explain what exactly was going on to the American people? Because after all, we're talking about Russia colluding in U.S. government, and I'm fairly certain that millions of dollars in kickbacks to the Clinton Foundation would include Russian meddling. That is the questions that you're going to hear on InfoWars. So stick here. We've got another half hour to go on the big fourth hour today. Jack Posobiec in the saddle. We're going to break down a couple more things today. Thank you so much. Stick around.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind.
Jack Posobiec sitting in fourth hour. We just covered all of the latest and breaking knowledge that's been revealed to us regarding the collusion between Hillary Clinton, the Russians, Barack Obama, and Robert Mueller smack dab at the heart of all of it. everything that's breaking down. Alex reminded us, of course, about the highly enriched uranium that Robert Mueller personally flew himself to the Russian Federation working with FSB. This sounds like the plot of the worst Tom Clancy novel you've ever heard, but unfortunately, we're living through it ourselves, folks, and that is what we're going to be breaking down every day here. Now, a lot of people want to know, we talk about how the InfoWar, is funded by the listeners, right? InfoWarsStore.com. That's where all of this comes up. But where does the left get their funding for these operations? Where does the left get their funding for these programs, for all of the social justice activism, for all of these attacks that they're launching on our freedom, on our liberty, on our way of life, on our traditions? Where do they get the funding for all this? Because we know it's not cheap. We know these global programs, we know these things have massive price tags on them. How are they getting funding for this? Well, there's a new report out of the Wall Street Journal today. So this is not something, of course, they're going to call this conspiracy theories every time we made to mention this guy's name, but it's George Soros again, everyone's favorite demon. This guy, George Soros, he's transferring $18 billion of his personal wealth to the Open Society Foundation. That is the political arm of his organization. Now, this is a massive, massive move. Over the entire span of George Soros's career, the Open Society Foundation has only spent about $14 billion. And that's billion with a B. You're talking about more money than the Defense Department of some countries, more money than some countries spend on their national security, their military. George Soros is spending this money on actions and subversive activities around the world. The refugee program, pushing for refugees, bringing refugees over, talking about how to set them up, giving them money, demanding that countries break down their borders and bring these people in, demanding that countries undergo this massive migration and demographic shift. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when I was younger, and I'm not an old guy, I'm 32. But when I was younger, when you did philanthropy, right, when you did humanitarian work, when you had donations, you would donate to help the people in those areas, right? So you would, they would say, I would say stuff like, send money to help the rainforest. We sent the money to the rainforest. That's all the liberals used to say. And then they used to say, well, we need to help Africa. We need to feed Africa. So you'd buy money to get food, and then you'd send the food to Africa. But now it's George Soros who's come along and said, no, no, no. What we need to do is we need to help those people by importing them from their countries and bringing them into our countries, bringing them into America, bringing them into Europe, bringing them into different parts of the world where they didn't live to begin with, to allow them to live off of the welfare system, to allow them to become a huge strain on public resources, and then also to bring their culture, to bring their religion, Islam, in many cases in this situation, into our countries, and not caring whatsoever about the massive cultural friction, which is probably the nicest way I could put it, but terrorism, rape epidemics, everything else that goes along with it. Now we know that $18 billion is being invested by George Soros. Now look, George Soros is 87 years old. George Soros knows that his time, at least in the physical world, in this world, he's not long for it, right? He's getting up there in age. He's not going to be around forever. So this is his way of making sure that his money is spent for social justice programs on all of these things. We've got it up on the InfoWars website right now. If you guys go to InfoWars.com, you can see it there. What he's doing is he's setting it up. This also helps him, by the way, with the death tax, right? This helps him keep away from that because that money is now going to be in the foundation. So instead of him having to worry, or his descendants, his son Alex Soros, having to worry about paying that death tax that Obama put in, he will now actually be able to just give it to the foundation, and the foundation will be able to spend it however they want. That is the money that we've reported so often goes to Antifa, that goes to these groups like Black Lives Matter that have put so many of American cities on fire, right? This is what he's doing. He's setting it up so that even if he passes away, right, which the guy's an investor, right? He understands how to speculate. He understands how to look 5 and 10 years down the road. He knows he's not going to be around forever. So this is his down payment on keeping the resistance, as they call it, going forward, even in the event of his untimely demise. But what it really is we know this. They are not the ones who are the true resistance. They are the ones who are the establishment. They are the ones who are running these programs. They're in bed with almost every government in the Western world. They've been embedded with the Clintons, with the Obamas. They've been embedded with the Rothschilds. They've been embedded all throughout the EU and Brussels. David Juncker, we know all of this for so long. They are not the resistance. They call themselves the resistance, but only because Trump won, right? No, they are the ones who have been pushing this program, have been pushing this agenda for years and years, and their momentum almost reached a fever pitch, if you will, right before Donald Trump was elected. And now you are seeing the backlash to that. Now you're seeing the backlash to their massive Great Leap Forward. Chairman Mao, the Great Leap Forward, that's what he had in communist China. Soviet Russia, they had Stalin's 5-year plans. That is what Soros is pushing forward now. He's pushing a Great Leap Forward in terms of this multicultural demographic replacement, the multicultural migration of these peoples into the U.S., into Europe, and pushing for more and more of these social justice programs. The $18 billion. And, you know, it's interesting because the media will come and comment on us and they say, well, Posobiec, you know, he and Alex Jones, well, they just say that everything goes back to Soros, that Soros is behind this, that Soros is behind that. And I'll say, well, I've got documents that prove that he is. I've actually tracked the funding. I've actually gone in. You can, because charities, right? This is all done under the auspices of charity. That's the hilarious part about this. They've set up the charity laws and the charitable giving laws because we're charitable people, especially in America. We want to actually help. But what these people do is they twist the charity laws around to make their left-wing progressive globalist policies be considered charity. And so all of this money is considered a write-off to charity. It's like Hillary Clinton. They said, are you going to give back the $250,000 that Harvey Weinstein gave to the Clinton Foundation? She said, well, no, I don't have to give it back because that was money he donated to charity. And the Clinton Foundation was a charity and we already spent it on charitable causes. And it's like, can you actually point to something that you spent the money on other than yourself, the destruction of Haiti and your daughter's wedding, Mrs. Clinton? Mrs. Clinton, and then she's tossing coffee over the back of her head again while she goes down, as she claims. So this $18 billion, it's a down payment on the globalist war against liberty, the war against freedom, the war against turning back our countries to sovereign powers. It's a war against sovereignty. That is what this $18 billion is a down payment on. And his son, Alex Soros, he's tied in with so many of these same individuals that his father is. He's tied in at higher levels. He's much, much younger than his father. He is, I think, been groomed by his father. You can kind of see to step in and fill his shoes when he goes away, when if he does pass away. So that is what the $18 billion is. So they're not going anywhere soon, folks. We've got Donald Trump in office. And that's one guy. That's one major, major beachhead that we've taken against globalism and against these forces. But there's so much more we need to do as a people. That's why we've got to be here every single day, breaking down what they're doing, breaking down these things, looking forward. They're thinking forward. We're going to be thinking 10 steps forward because we see this $18 billion and we're going to conduct investigations on this Open Society Foundation the same way we're conducting investigations on Clinton, because this is not going to stand in this country and it's not going to stop this movement going forward of bringing truth to power, of exposing what these elites are doing to us. And we're going to bring that all up today. Stick right here. We're going to break. We'll come right back to finish out the hour. I've got some big news I want to break. Thank you so much for listening.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Finishing out the fourth hour of InfoWars today, the big fourth hour, Alex Jones. So Jack Posobiec riding in the saddle, pushing things out. Want to tee up War Room coming up later today, right after this, just starting in about 15 minutes. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone are coming on, and I'm told they're going to have a huge surprise guest, but unfortunately, well, I should say unfortunately for me, they can't actually announce the name of the guest because they need to protect their identity. Yes, it's actually someone who was an eyewitness, but almost a victim of the Mandalay Bay shooting out in Las Vegas. Someone who's coming on, who has now been given a gag order, is not allowed to talk about this, is being banned from viewing or visiting the Mandalay Bay casino out there. Who is this person? What do they have to say? They're coming up on on War Room to talk about this and to let us know what's going on, because the mainstream media has all but completely dropped this story following the twists and changes of everything that's going on with the timeline in that story. And the latest bombshell, I just saw something on Twitter not too long ago that it may be that some allegations that the security guard, this Jose Campos, may have had a different name, may have had shared social security numbers with other people. That's something that you see a lot with illegal immigrants, something that you see that comes up in a lot of times in those investigations. If someone has a shared social security number because they're selling social security numbers, common practice that's used with illegal immigrants. Was that the case here? Hopefully we can bring all this down. But before I do that, I want to make you guys aware of some of these huge specials and actually a combo that's available today at InfoWarsStore.com. If you guys get over there, the Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, and BioTrue Selenium, it's a combo, so you can actually get them both 40% off. It's a limited time. It's not going to be available for long. You get the extra 10% off if you do the auto ship with it. Now, this is two formulas. They are absolutely designed around giving you that support for a healthy thyroid, supercharging your health. The BioSelenium, it actually helps support the immune system with DNA production, thyroid health, and eyesight. That is how we keep going. That is how our bodies, our cells regenerate. That is the stuff that literally you need this to live. This is giving your entire system, your entire immune system a boost. The CDC has stated that it's that iodine deficiency, one of the four major deficiency diseases in the entire world that people are facing. So now with the InfoWars store, this super combo, they're calling it the ultimate survival pack. That's the perfect name for it, because you can go there, you can get it. It's 40% off, limited time. I can't imagine that I'll have this. It looks like it's just this week. It'll be there. But if you guys go there, you can get the combo and have that at the 40% off. Super deal. Couldn't recommend it more as to go and get that. Now, yesterday, in Washington, D.C., there was a very interesting press conference that was held between the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and an unlikely, shall we say, an unlikely partner in crime, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, Trump and McConnell have been at odds quite frequently lately over, most famously, of course, down in Alabama. He supported Luther Strange, got Trump on board with him. But then the grassroots rose up and said, no, we want Roy Moore to win because he's actually the Trump nationalist candidate. Luther Strange is the globalist. So McConnell's candidate went down in flames. Steve Bannon and other Trump nationalists were supporting Moore. Then McConnell couldn't get health care passed, couldn't get tax reform passed, couldn't pass funding for the wall. So many different bills. They're talking about a bipartisan bill now on health care. We'll have to see how that shakes out. But if you look, they actually viewed together, and Trump said, well, McConnell has asked me politely if I could talk to Trump's allies and get them to stop actually targeting McConnell so much. Could you lay off? Could you stop attacking? Because I can tell you guys, there is a group that we started called Rev 18. It was started with myself, Mike Cernovich, Jeff Giese. The website is rev18pack.com. We specifically targeted Mitch McConnell and launched a hashtag Ditch Mitch campaign to go after him to explain what he's done. We're calling it our diss list. Now, most groups do endorsements. We did a disendorsement. We called it our diss list. We are the group we think that actually McConnell was talking about and said, look, we were doing a $5,000 contest. It's actually still open. We haven't picked an overall winner yet. But if you guys go to rev18pack.com, you can see this contest. We announced that we're doing a $5,000 giveaway to the best meme, the best video that anyone submitted regarding Mitch McConnell and basically saying that we don't want him to be the leader of the Senate majority anymore because he is not able to get any of this stuff passed. He is not able to get any of these bills passed. He's not able to get the agenda going. So we launched the $5,000 contest, and they said, Jack, you know, I thought you guys were supposed to be raising money. What are you giving money away for? And I said, look, we started this group. We're going to run it any way we want to. So we originally had the end date of October 13th. We've decided sort of collectively that we're going to move past that a little bit because there's so many great videos that have been coming in. And I talked to the production staff over the break. I got one video that came in. Now, we didn't make this. We didn't ask someone to put this together. We just said, hey, we're doing a Ditch Mitch contest, and we want to see what you guys do so well, because we saw the CNN is ISIS. We saw the Alex Jones folk song video contest. We wanted to see what was out there, because we know the creative abilities of so many people out there in this movement. So we've got one video queued up, and let's see if we can play that, this Ditch Mitch video that was submitted. And they took sort of a scene from The Wizard of Oz, but changed it up in a very unique way. Do we have that, guys?
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't buy them.
Not what you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs.
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not.
I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself.
Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
You gotta tell him, Silent Breed is people!
Every time I see that, it cracks me up, especially because when they go to Mitch McConnell, and it's so perfect. It so perfectly encapsulates the issues that we have with our leadership. Mitch McConnell is sort of wringing his hands. Oh, I haven't any courage at all. And then it's John McCain, of course, and Paul Ryan. We've got to get him a heart and him a brain. And that isn't that exactly the issue that we've been having with our government lately? To the people who made that meme, Solent Green, sort of play on Soylent Green, I really appreciate it. Again, we haven't picked a winner yet, so if people want to go to rev18pack.com, they can go, they can sign up. If you want to submit anything to it, all you have to do is go on Twitter, go on Facebook, go on YouTube. We've got all the different channels open. Do your Ditch Mitch video, do your meme. You can put it out there. And I want to see more of these. I want to see more because, I don't know, I like them so much. And it's amazing to think that we actually got, just because of doing a contest online, a social media contest, social media driven, we got the President of the United States and the Senate Majority Leader to respond to us, with Mitch McConnell saying, very, very cowardly-like line. You can see one of the other ones there, sort of depicting him as the sleepy turtle. They actually came back and said to us, they said, please, please stop. Please stop with the memes. Please stop with the videos. We can't take it anymore. We don't have any courage. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know how to stop these people. Well, here's a thought. Maybe instead of complaining about it, maybe instead of telling us how much smarter than us you are, maybe instead of talking down to us, you actually listen. What a concept. Listen to the people that elected Donald Trump. Listen to the people of this movement. Listen to our concerns. Listen to our policy ideas, what we want, the change that we want to see in our country. And so there used to be a word for that. There used to be a word for when the leaders actually listened to the people. And if I remember correctly, oh yeah, that word was called democracy. And it's a little something that we used to have in the United States of America. But a long time ago, I don't know, they kind of did away with that. They did away with listening to the people and caring about what the people thought. So we are going to have to remind them. We're going to have to remind them each and every day that not only do we know what's going on, but we are going to make ourselves heard. And if you think you can ignore us, then we are just going to be louder and bigger. Stay tuned here for War Room. Catch me on Twitter, Jack Posobiec, J-A-C-K-P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C. Really appreciate filling in today. Take care.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health.